Is the price of college too high? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Robert Kelchin, assistant professor of higher education at Seton Hall University, explores the financial aid eligibility process.
As back-to-school season nears yet again, many high school seniors are finalizing the list of colleges they want to apply to and working on their application materials. Yet they have to wait to complete the free application for federal student aid until after January 1st. This means many students will not get information about their Pell Grant or student loan eligibility until months after applying to colleges. This could result in students not applying to colleges they view as being too expensive, even if they are more affordable after financial aid is taken into account. Together with colleagues, I've conducted research examining two different ways to get students earlier notification of their federal financial aid awards. The first way, called prior year, would allow students and their families to use income and asset data from 2014 instead of 2015 to determine eligibility for fall 2016. This means that students could file the FAFSA today for next fall. This idea has been included in bipartisan legislation in the U.S. Senate. The second way is to explore telling 8th graders who qualify for free or reduced price lunches that they would receive the maximum Pell Grant upon entering college. This is already done for low-income 12th graders. Although both ways to get students earlier notification of aid eligibility would likely increase college enrollment, they also come with two main drawbacks. First, earlier notification is also likely to increase costs to the federal government somewhat. Second, colleges and states may also ask students to complete additional forms for their own financial aid programs, increasing the burden on students. The price of higher education can be a barrier stopping certain students from attending college. If we could make the financial aid process easier, more students from low-income families would likely attend and complete college. This would help meet the president's goal of having the highest percentage of college graduates by 2020.
That was Robert Kelchin of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Playing with my financial